Lesson 13. Cloned Animals. Reading. Although the word clone conjures up images of high-tech laboratories and scientists in white lab coats, this is not the only scenario where cloning might be observed. Believe it or not, cloning occurs naturally. Plants such as the strawberry, onion, and potato make clones of themselves. Some species of animals can also produce clones by a method of asexual reproduction known as parthenogenesis. Investigations into the DNA of crayfish colonies have revealed that some of the members are clones, and recently researchers found that all the ants in a colony found in the Amazon were clones of the queen. Even higher animals, such as sharks and Komodo dragons, are known to reproduce by parthenogenesis. But in these cases, the offspring may not be true clones. The quest to imitate nature's cloning ability finally culminated in the birth of Dolly the sheep in 1997. As the first cloned mammal, Dolly made headlines around the world and led to a huge increase in research efforts to clone other species. In subsequent years, a whole range of animals have been cloned, including mice, dogs, cats, and horses, among others. Although some animals, such as poultry, have proved extremely difficult to clone, despite numerous attempts to do so. Cloning animals, while controversial, may bring benefits. In the field of medical research, animal cloning could bring new breakthroughs in gene therapy and also enable scientists to bioengineer drug-producing animals. Endangered species may also benefit if clones can be produced to repopulate areas where the animals are on the verge of extinction. Indeed, attempts to clone endangered species of wild ox and wild sheep have already been made. And in agriculture, scientists aim to clone the best examples of livestock for use as elite breeding animals. One further use of cloning that has caught the public imagination is the cloning of pets. In fact, people are already paying huge amounts of money to have a beloved pet cloned. One such person was Bernan McKinney, who paid $50,000 in 2008 to a South Korean company called RNL Bio to have her pit bull terrier Booger cloned. By receiving the 5 cloned puppies, McKinney became the first customer of the first commercial dog cloning service in the world. As a customer, she seemed delighted and said the huge cost was worth it. She had been very close to Booger, and his death from cancer had been a terrible blow. However, not everyone agrees. The American Anti-Vivisection Society, AAVS, claims that 80% of the American public are opposed to pet cloning and believes that pet cloning companies are exploiting people who are suffering from pet loss syndrome. One point they make is that there is a very high failure rate in cloning attempts of cats and dogs, generally over 90%. This means that newborn puppy or kitten clones may be stillborn or soon die as a part of the process to make a clone. The AAVS questions whether this is ethical. As cloning techniques and technologies improve, and cloned animals play a greater role in our lives, such ethical questions are said to become even more hotly debated.